Hello, my name is Abhishek Himrajani and I'm from the Azure Site Recovery product team. In the previous three videos of this five-part video series, I walked you through the process of source and target infrastructure preparation, vCenter server discovery, and the protection of multiple VMware virtual machines. In this video, I will walk you through the process of creating an ASR recovery plan, performing non-invasive DR drills, and performing an actual failover to Azure. Before we get started, here are a few prerequisites for you to keep in consideration. We strongly recommend that you perform periodic failover testing using Test Failover. Test Failover does not impact the performance of your on-premises workload or its replication to Azure. You should automate and optimize your recovery using ASR recovery plan. Keep Azure networking in consideration when planning your DR infrastructure. Also ensure that post-failover remote login requirements for RDP and SSH have been met. With my virtual machines successfully replicating to Azure, I'm ready to start creating a recovery plan. I can create and manage a recovery plan using the step 3 of the ASR getting started. I'm going to call my recovery plan SharePoint Recovery. I'm going to fail it over from the Contoso CS source to Microsoft Azure as the target. The deployment model that I'm using is Azure Resource Manager. I'm now ready to start selecting the virtual machines that should be part of my recovery plan. I select the SharePoint app, the SharePoint web tier, and the SharePoint database to be part of this recovery plan. Once I click OK, ASR starts creating my SharePoint recovery plan. With the SharePoint recovery plan now created, I'm ready to start customizing it. ASR gives you the option of grouping your virtual machines into 7 distinct recovery groups. Virtual machines across groups boot up sequentially. Within the same group, they boot up at the same time. To optimize the recovery time, ASR fails over all the virtual machines in the recovery plan at the same time. To meet the requirements of my application, I'm going to go ahead and create 3 different groups for the database, the web, and the app tier. Once I've distributed my virtual machines into separate groups based on the recovery needs of my application, I also have the option of adding a pre or a post action before and after every group. In this case, I'm going to add a post action after my group 3. The action that I want ASR to perform automatically is to add a public IP to an existing VM once that VM boots up. ASR integrates with Azure Automation and gives you the ability to automatically invoke an Azure Automation runbook to complete the necessary automated action. With my recovery plan customized, I am now ready to test it using the ASR test failover. To perform a completely isolated test, I also have the option of picking an Azure virtual network which is different from the one that I plan to use for an actual failover. Once I've done that, I can simply click OK and ASR will kick off a test failover for the virtual machines that are part of my recovery plan. ASR provides detailed job progress information during the job. In this case, we can see that the test failover has completed successfully for the 3 virtual machines of the SharePoint farm. I can now proceed to accessing those virtual machines in Azure, validating that my application is working successfully. And once I'm satisfied with my testing, I can come back to the ASR job and click complete test failover. And ASR will automatically go ahead and clean up the virtual machines that were created as part of this test. To perform an actual failover to Azure, I click on Unplanned Failover. In this case, I want to failover my SharePoint farm to the latest available app consistent point in time. I also have the option of shutting down the on-premises virtual machines as part of the failover. Once those settings have been selected, I go ahead and click OK, and ASR will initiate the actual failover to Azure. Just as it did for the test failover, ASR provides detailed progress information for the unplanned failover as well. Once the virtual machines are running in Azure, you can connect to them via the public or a private IP address. If the connect option is grayed out, browse to Network Interfaces, click on Public IP Address, click on IP Configurations under Settings, click on Public IP Address, select Enable Public IP Address. Once you've selected Dynamic Assignment, click OK, and click Save. You'll notice that once a public IP address has been assigned to my virtual machine, the connect option becomes available. Now that I have successfully completed my recovery plan test and actual failover to Azure, in my next video, I'll walk you through the failback process. Thank you.